Two Foods, the Chef's Table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So it's an honour to welcome a brand new guest onto Stray FM's Food and Drink Show. Hello, Alid Williams.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm so excited to have this chat because we are going to be hearing about where you work. It's called True Foods, and you are based not too far from Ripon, Melmaby. But what you do is huge, far too much for us to go into in this show. If you could possibly summarise what happens in Ripon with True Foods, how would you start that story?
So for me, True Foods is world famous for its stocks. We make fresh stock. So 10 years ago, Mitch Mitchell started the company, and he basically wanted to create a stock that was good enough to go straight into a professional kitchen. Because the problems with chefs and professional kitchens is they all like fresh stock. Every chef has a different recipe.
So it's absolutely, there's no time for an OXO cube in a real chef's kitchen.
No, if you pulled out an OXO cube in a Michelin-starred kitchen, then you wouldn't last very long.
Okay.
So it's all, fresh is best, and that's what we do. So to be able to sell fresh stock to a chef of a Michelin caliber, obviously has to be at a certain level, and we do that. We do different recipes or True Foods recipes to meet a chef's needs. So the idea is you make fresh stock, and then you can hopefully help with managing staff and consistency and all sorts of things as well. Because if you think from start to finish, a beef stock would take anywhere from 10 to 14 hours. So there's a lot of electricity or gas, whatever you're cooking on. You've got a certain commie chef who's there making the stock, skimming the stock, passing the stock. And we do all that for the chef. And then they can hopefully free up another member of staff and save on gas and electricity as well.
And where does this go? So you create this stock in Ripon.
Yeah.
Where does it go?
Where does it not go is an easier place to start. So we're selling it to all the really high-end. If you could probably name a celebrity chef or a Michelin-starred chef in the UK, they're probably using True Food stocks, which is a massive honour for us, let's be honest. You know, they obviously know what they're doing, and they trust us enough to make something which is a fundamental basic of a kitchen. We also fly it here, there and around the world to California, and it's gone to Dubai and to Australia.
Wow.
And Asia, all sorts of different places.
Now, it didn't start from nowhere, though. It wasn't just you, Alid, and Mitch who thought, you know what, let's create stock. Both of you have quite a vibrant, colourful history in the world of food. Tell me how this happened.
So I've actually been with the company for coming up to a year, so I'm quite new into it. But Mitch Mitchell, 10 years ago, started One Man and His Pan, and it literally was it was the dream to start making fresh stock for the industry. And he literally has gone from strength to strength, and he's gone from a couple of people to, I believe, about 97 staff now. It's not just the stock, but we have different units that create pâtés and terrines, and then the bakery units as well. But Mitch Mitchell is, he was the personal chef to the King and Queen of Jordan and King Hussein. He's worked with the McCartneys doing all their development work as well. He's worked in some of the best hotels in the UK, so he's got a fantastic background. Me, I'm obviously with a name like Alid Williams. I'm not from around here. I'm from North Wales. So I started straight from school into some good hotels, and then got the bug to work in Michelin-starred hotels. Sort of hop, skipped and jump, went over to Australia to work. And then from there, I wanted to see the difference of what a one-star restaurant to a two-star Michelin restaurant was. So I went to work in Midsummer House in Cambridge for Daniel Clifford. For there, I was lucky enough to win the Gordon Ramsay Scholarship. And that's
Wow. That
for me is what sort of completely changed my life. So you suddenly, recognised as Gordon's lad, Gordon's boy. You know, he's good enough. So
one question, does he swear as much as we all think he does?
Yes, but it's difficult because he will lose his temper if things aren't right. You know, things have got to be right at three-star Michelin level, which is some of the best food in the world. You know, he'll say when something's wrong. But yes, he does play it up for television. Of course he does.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he's a completely different person. I've got a massive respect for the man. He's completely changed my life for the better. And he's done some really kind things personally to me as well. So it's very, very different to the beast you see on television. Let's
put it that way. And it's not the only connection you've had with a bit of television.
No, so obviously, again, being recognised as Gordon Ramsay Scholar opens a lot of doors for you. So when I was working as a head chef of a one-star Michelin in North Wales, I got a random phone call seeing if I'd like to represent Wales on the Great British Menu. for me, it was
just a standard phone call.
As you do, you know, just mid-service, and it's difficult. It was an honour for me because it's like the Chef Olympics. You know, if you think Great British Menu, England is four regions, and then you've got Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. Actually, England is five regions. So Wales being one region, I was representing my whole country. So you get asked if you're interested, and then you get whittled down doing a series of screen tests and seeing if you've won. Are you able to talk to a camera? Two, are you able to cook and talk to a camera? Mm-hmm. You know, because no point just being able to cook good food. It is a television programme.
Yeah, so you can't just go, can you come back to me in a minute, stop. Please? I'm stirring my sauce.
Exactly, yes. Give me 5 minutes. So it was me against a couple of one-star Michelin chefs. And I was fortunate to win and be the champion of Wales. And I was 28, and at that point, I was the youngest ever regional champion. So I was up against it, and they probably didn't know who I was, and I sort of used that to my advantage, you know, kept quiet in the corner and beat most of them. So
yeah.
It was a fantastic experience, and, you know, something that I'll treasure forever.
Well, then it's an absolute honour to have you on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show, because now your talent is being wholeheartedly used with True Foods. You mentioned that there's a lot of other things that you do as well. It's not just stocks. And we will be, you know, as the months roll on, we're going to come and really explore what it is that you guys do, not just in Ripon, but actually all over the world. But before we go, I do want to mention the bit I'm most excited about, called the Chef's Table. What is that?
The Chef's Table is completely just taken off. So it's six people get invited into my little kitchen where I do all my development work in. We'll get a seven-course menu cooked by myself, Mitch, and another guy called Hugh Carruthers. So it's a menu you guys will not know what you're actually eating before you arrive, and it'll be a completely different experience, which could take anything up to about 4 hours. And you just sit down knowing nothing and let us do all the hard work and all the cooking, and you'll hopefully get a great delight. And then we've just recently had a fantastic review in the Yorkshire Post.
Oh, wow, well done.
It was 5 out of 5 for absolutely everything. And we were actually on business in New York at the time when the review came out, and the answer machine broke and the emails went berserk, and we're now fully booked until the end of February, I believe.
Oh, absolutely so fantastic.
We're only open for 4 evenings a month, you know, every other weekend. So far it's been fantastically received, and yeah, looking forward to the future of it.
There are parts of the Chef's Table kitchen that look more like a science lab, aren't there? There's some incredible things in there. If people want to find out more about either True Foods and what it is that you do in Melmondby Ripon, or if they want to find out more about the Chef's Table, what would your advice be?
On the website, all the details are on our True Foods website. Phone call from the girls in the office or email, and they can get any details they like.
Fantastic. Aled Williams, thank you very much. And we cannot wait to get involved with you, True Foods, and the Chef's Table over the next few months. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
True Foods, the Chef's Table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.